Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. Workout of the day is a challenging one. Great one, a fun one, but a challenging one and a hero workout nonetheless. Anytime that a hero workout comes up, it's important to realize there's a real person that lost their life, and that's, you know, what the workout was named after. And today is for a former SEAL, you know, named Nate Hardy, who lost his life overseas. You can do a little research on him if you'd like to learn his story. But again, these hero workouts are no joke because they're after a real person and they're usually quite challenging. And Nate is no exception. The last time we did this was on January 13th, 2021. Nate is a 20-minute AMRAP of 2 ring muscle-ups, 4 handstand push-ups, kipping, and 8 kettlebell swings. That's American going overhead. 70-pound bell for the men, 53-pound bell for the women. Very taxing on the shoulders, high level of skill, tons of interference, long time domain. Nate's no joke. We've got a video showing kipping ring muscle-ups, handstand push-ups, and the American kettlebell swing. A lot of people will attempt to do this so that each time they move on to a next movement, they can do it unbroken. So, you know, 2 ring muscle-ups, they most likely won't do it as 1 and 1. Some people may, but most will want to take the rest so that when they grab the rings, they can do the 2. They come off, they may rest, whatever's needed, until they feel like once they kick upside down, they could get 4 handstand push-ups. Those eventually could go to something like 2 and 2. I could certainly see that, you know, as the time domain clicks on. And then you want to feel rested enough that by the time you pick up the kettlebell swing, you should be able to get those 8. Super Fitness Robot score for this. For men, 15 rounds or more. Women, 13 rounds or more. That's data pulls from beyond the whiteboard. More likely, men, 11 rounds or more. Women, 10 rounds or more. Those are tremendously difficult scores, by the way. And that's, you're getting 10 rounds or so in Nate. That's no joke. Scaled option for today is going to be AMRAP 15 minutes of 2 low ring muscle-ups using as much leg as needed, 8 piked box handstand push-ups or shoulder press, you choose the load, and then 8 Russian kettlebell swings, 53 pounds for the men, 35 pounds for the women. If you do the shoulder press, okay, that's not a push press, it's a shoulder press, I would pick a loading that's difficult, but you know that every time you pick up the barbell, that you will be able to get the 4 repetitions. We've got a video showing the low ring muscle up, the shoulder press, and the handstand push-up scaling and modifications. You know, that shows you what that piked box handstand push-up's all about. You could also do it in a planked position as well. Limited equipment option. They have most things that they need, but not the kettlebell, and I'm assuming they don't have high rings. So AMRAP 20 minutes, 2 low ring muscle-ups. While in the scaled workout, I said, you know, use plenty of leg. For the limited equipment crew, if you've been there for a while, I would say use as little leg as possible to make it as demanding as you can for the upper body. 4 handstand push-ups, and then 8 dumbbell swings with the 50-pound dumbbell for the men, 35 for the women. Got a video showing the dumbbell swing. Yes, you're swinging a lighter load than the prescribed kettlebell. You won't be shortchanged. That may just allow you to move quicker, which will force you to do an extra round. You get in more muscle-ups and handstand push-ups. So we all win today. Everybody's a winner. No equipment workout. 10 rounds for time. 4 handstand push-ups. 6 glute bridges. 8 jumping air squats. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. Hang from the pull-up bar. Accumulate 2 to 3 minutes. That might just feel like a nice stretch for the lats after all the pulling that we did during the workout. Then we have an either or. Either the overhead carry, 2 dumbbells, 2 kettlebells, barbell locked out overhead, some loading on it, marching at 100 feet while locked out overhead, rest, do it a second time, rest, do it a third time. Great head-to-toe strength builder there. Or Turkish get-ups. 3 rounds of 7 to 10 Turkish get-ups in the left arm, 7 to 10 on the right arm, resting 1 to 2 minutes between rounds. You choose the loading. We've got a video for that as well. So that's an either or. Don't do both the overhead carry and the Turkish get-ups, either or. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the pec and chest hands behind stretch, trap stretch with a lacrosse ball, and the glute stretch. Each of those you'll hold for a minute or two, and each of those have a video. If it was your first time with Nate, hope it went well. If not, go back, check your data, see how you did it, and have another go at it. I will see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's workout.